Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, Intern Jack. One more hour on many of these fine Fan Run affiliates. Up first on the sit rep, it is the Sweet 16. It starts tonight. Clemson, Arizona, 709 CBS. San Diego State, UConn, 739 TBS or True TV. I wish they'd get that figured out. Alabama, North Carolina, 9:39 on CBS. That game will follow the Clemson, Arizona game. And then you have Illinois, Iowa State at 10:09 on TBS or True TV. That is your slate for the night. Now, tomorrow, obviously we'll discuss that slate tomorrow, but it is going to be an interesting day in college basketball. Hope your brackets are doing better than mine. Aren't we getting close to opening day for the MLB?
It's today.
Good. Bully for them. I know the Braves game has been postponed because of the weather in Philly, but we'll go over that at another time. So, looking over the slate of tonight, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. We're going to bet on it all here at the end of the show. Up next, college basketball news continues to roll in. SMU is targeting USC's Andy Enfield for their next head coach after firing Rob Lanier. It's just interesting to see that a coach from USC would go to another acronym school like SMU. You would think that'd be a downgrade, but SMU's playing in a Power 5 conference now. SMU's trying to get there. SMU has the money, has the resources to make it happen. They've done it in football before. Now that NIL is a thing, SMU might try to make it a run. They might try to make it happen. They're making the right things happen in football. Looks like they're going to try to make the right things happen in basketball as well. That is your sit rep brought to you by Inward Half Golf. InwardHalfGolf.com, or excuse me, InwardHalf.com for all of your golfing needs, especially with the tournament coming up here in less than a month. Back to the phones we go. Joshy Boy is next. What do you say, Josh?
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. So, I got a free bonus bet from DraftKings today, only to bet on the MLB, a $10 bonus bet. And you want to know what I did with that?
Let us hear it, bud.
I did a three-leg parlay. This is a player prop. It's not over 1.5 bases. It's to record a double. They have to record a double, okay? So I did Ellie De La Cruz to record a double for the Reds. That was around plus 400, I think. I did Bobby Witt Jr. to record a double for the Royals.
That He's going to be a hell of a
like
player.
Plus 3-something. And I did Freddie Freeman for the Dodgers to record a double. Not three like parlay. That was like 80 or 83 to 1. $10 to win $783.
There is the bet of the day. The bet of the day from Joshy Boy.
I think that's doable.
That's actually not a bad bet, Joshy.
Those guys will see four bets. I mean, yeah.
If that hits, Jake, I'm going to take you out to lunch to Crystal if that does hit.
I'm a cheap date, I guess.
Where do you want to go? I'll take you anywhere.
I'll tell you where I want to go. Wherever sponsors us.
You want to go wherever the Final Four is. You want to go to Phoenix.
Yeah, Josh, you buy the tickets to Phoenix. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. So, Jake.
Y'all heard that.
I know, Mark.
Who do you like on the board tonight in all those Sweet 16 games?
Well, to be honest, Joshy, I'm going to make my picks at the end of the show.
Okay.
But The only one that I'm really feeling confident in, I'll tell you this, is probably the UConn minus 11.5.
Yeah. You think they get back to the Final Four?
Yes.
Yeah. I think if they do play Illinois, that could be a intriguing matchup Saturday, maybe.
I think Illinois or Iowa State, I think either of those teams, if they meet up with UConn, they may be the only ones who could take down the Huskies before the championship game.
Right. So,
by the way, Josh, before you continue on with your call, I've got to ask you, was Russell mean to you the other day?
I wouldn't say mean, but he said my topic I brought up was not that good to the show.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to call in today, and you need to tell Russell that he's unprofessional, and you need to tell Bear that he doesn't know a damn thing about basketball.
Oh, Bear was backing me. He said Russell was wrong.
Oh.
I still want you to tell Bear that.
Okay.
Josh, have you ever been flushed?
Yes, I have, by Bear.
I was going to say, because you telling him he doesn't know basketball, we'll definitely get you flushed. You might get I'm just giving you a heads up now, so be prepared.
So,
tell him pay attention to the JBA.
How are you guys feeling about the game tomorrow? Do you think we pull it out?
That's going to be close, man.
Me, personally, I feel good about it, especially after hearing Rusty talk earlier. I feel like their defense is not going to be able to slow us down. I don't think we're going to have the same game we had against Texas. I think we're going to get back to our scoring prowess. I think DK is going to have a good game. Especially in the first period or the first half, excuse me. I think it's going to be a little bit tense. I think we're all going to be nervous and we're going to find out how this team is going to do. I think we'll know how confident we should feel by halftime.
Take Creighton to cover, but not to win.
But again, this team has as good as a really good big. Have we beat a team with a big this year?
Yeah. So I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think Santiago Viscovi. I think Viscovi finally has a nice game tomorrow. I think he hits maybe 3 or 4 3-pointers.
3 or 4. Wow. Josh, he's calling for 12 points behind the arc from Viscovi. If he does that, he's getting to 20.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if he gets to that, we're hopefully winning.
Yeah, we're winning the ball at that point.
If we win tomorrow, I would rather play Purdue than Gonzaga. Here's why. Because I don't want to play Gonzaga right now because they're really hot when they came in the tournament. And I think if you play Purdue, all you got to do is, like, let Edie get his and take their guards away. That's how you beat Purdue.
Thing is, what if he gets all of his and then some? What if he gets dessert? Then what if he goes back for cookies?
And how much is he getting?
And what if he gets a milkshake?
If you just let him get his, he's going to get 50.
But what if we outscore that 50, Brett?
Yeah, Brett.
I'm not worried about Purdue or Gonzaga right now. Can I just worry about Creighton? Because I'm worried about Creighton.
Hey, Josh. Well,
we're just sweeping Creighton under the rug like they're nothing right now. People wanted Oregon. I don't understand
that. This is the same story that has happened each game. Can we not focus on Texas or Colorado State? Because I'm worried about St. Peter's. Yeah. I don't want to worry about
Marcus,
Creighton or
can you
Oregon.
Name the team we beat that had a big?
Can I name a team
that
had a big?
Yeah, can you name a team that had a big that we beat?
I think every team technically has a big.
A quality big, Marcus.
Look at this guy.
Equality. You know what I mean, Marcus? You consider Texas to have a big?
That's true, Brett, but hopefully I just don't.
Ooh, Auburn.
Rick Barnes doesn't lose two times in the same year to the same team. That is true. Besides Mississippi State this season.
Yeah, you just caught yourself.
Joshua.
you just caught yourself.
That was a bit of a slip up there. I was about to back you, too.
Good catch.
Jake, so... Out the door, I haven't heard Rose Petals in a while because if we win tomorrow, he's going to be eating crow. See ya.
Ooh.
That's a very.
I think he called the drive the other day and he was on vacation.
Sounds about right.
Interesting.
Sounds about right. Hmm. Let's get Roberto in here next. What is that, Roberto?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to parrot Joshy Boy. Would never want to do that, but I'm going to parrot Joshy Boy. I absolutely think you want Purdue. Because let's say it this way. Maybe this is a more direct way to say it. Rick Barnes rarely loses to a team twice in a season, two times in a season.
There you go.
Rarely. Like, Mississippi State is a notable exception. And the reason we lost to Mississippi State is they've got rangy guards and a guy that can shut down Dog Connect.
Edie didn't beat us last time, though. It was the other guy, right? Lawyer?
I know. Josh is right. Stop their guards.
We didn't, though. He hit, like, 9 threes, standard Purdue style against us.
Okay. You heard what Joshy said, right? You have to stop their guards.
I know,
he's
but why
saying
are
what you need to do
this?
To win.
I don't know why.
Dude, if you want Gonzaga, y'all are crazy. How about that? You're nuts.
How about we get to him first, guys? Can we talk about Creighton? We're playing them tomorrow. You know, is anybody else worried about Creighton? I'm just wondering. They're damn good.
No.
Come on.
They ain't going to win.
No, former intern Brett. We're not.
They ain't going to win.
Hey, guess what? We can play UConn National Championship. What do they got? Tell me
you
about them.
You know it, I know it.
Brett, we're undefeated versus Creighton all time.
Oh, my goodness. When was the last time we played? 1930s?
1937, but we're still undefeated.
Oh, man.
There's a 37 in the chat. Ooh.
Saying.
That definitely makes it feel like we're going to win this. I didn't think about that.
I do think that Creighton is a great matchup for Tennessee. I have wanted Creighton, and when I saw that they were R3, I mean, they were a 6 until they beat UConn. They were a 6. They were trending to a 6 line. Guys, they are a good basketball team. They're Alabama-like.
Are they better than Bama?
No. They play better defense, but they're not nearly as athletic. And we beat Bama by 20 points. And then went down there and beat him too.
Oh, that's a good point.
I feel
Brad.
Very, 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 very confident about tomorrow. I shouldn't, but I do.
Well,
and who knows? We may come out and crap the bed. That may happen.
And then Brett will come in here cheering.
Yeah, I get the feeling that Brett is actually not a Tennessee fan. That's fine. Welcome to Fan Run Radio and Brett.
Brett, you're getting veiny over there, man. You're getting red. You okay?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I think I'm more of a fan than anybody. Everybody's so confident. We've won so many times. We're 1-9 in the Sweet 16. 1-8.
Right. Here we go.
We're so confident in our team.
Some of us understand the law of averages as well, Brett. Ooh. 1-9.
This is probably the hardest matchup
point.
In the Sweet 16 we've had since we've been in the Sweet 16.
Greg,
and we always play up to our competition and down to our competition under Rick Barnes. See? Everything keeps coming up, Berto, here, buddy.
Roberto, would you say things are...
You guys are so confident. You're talking about a team we may or may not see 2 days from now.
Exactly. I just want nachos!
Roberto, would you say that perhaps things are left unwritten?
Or they could be written.
Good Lord. Good Lord. Well, Brett, I think you need, you know, you're a UNC fan, right? You're a huge Tar Heel?
Yeah, huge.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Huge Tar Heel fan?
Yep.
Okay, got
it. You got it.
I really do think that Tennessee is going to take care of business tomorrow night. That's not it. I mean, I'm looking forward to Purdue because I want Lurch. I want him because I think we're going to beat him and we're going to end his career.
Yeah, you changed my mind. Give me Purdue. I'll take him.
Harvest the ACLs.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. But, I mean, you know, if he broke his ankle for one game, that'd be cool.
Harvest the ankles. Harvest the meniscus.
Harvest the punch.
How about just knock the wind out of him where he can't stand up anymore? I don't know. But all that to say, I just feel, I don't know why I feel so confident about tomorrow, but I've watched it. I've reviewed it. The only way we lose tomorrow, I really believe this, and that's the death knell, right? But the only way we lose is if they shoot over 40 to 42% from two. I've said it all week, but that's the math. And I guess we could do what we did against Texas and shoot 29% or what, 32% from the field and 12% from three. And if that happens, we're going to go home. But the law of averages and basically regression or progression to the mean says we're going to blow up tomorrow offensively.
No, I mean, I feel good about this game. I don't trust Creighton's defense.
Tennessee given two. Now, I mean, Every book I saw and every bookmaker and every odds guy I saw said Tennessee should be a 4.5-point favorite at line. So that's a short line. I say, I'm not saying play it. I'm saying just be a fan because I don't play Tennessee games. I do not because I can't separate my head from my heart. But if bookies are telling me and people I trust that know more about numbers than I'll ever understand are telling me that the line is short and Tennessee's favored, we're going to win.
I mean,
what is it, like 2.5 right now?
It's 2.5 right now. I just
and most books or most guys would have told you it should be 4. Minimum.
I'm scared.
Don't be.
I'm always scared.
Don't.
You know me, though. When it comes to Tennessee athletics, I'm like, courage the cowardly dog.
Yeah, guys, and yet I'm the bad guy over here because I'm thinking the same. I'm just saying it. You're just thinking it.
You've got your cup
super cleaned
on, Brad.
Here's the deal, guys.
I do.
We've lived in our fears for long enough.
Good Lord.
Exactly. Break through
that
fear.
We've lived in our fears for long enough. Live it. Walk in joy. Choose joy, Hugh Freeze.
I mean,
I'm going to start calling you Brett Freeze.
Golly.
Choose joy. Choose joy.
Brett Freeze.
You have to.
How about that?
Dude, it is a perfect day in East Tennessee.
It is.
You get to go. You get to breathe in the free air.
It's going to be even better tomorrow.
It's going to be better on Saturday when we just trounce.
Oh, we play tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, you're saying
it's
going
to be better Saturday when we trounce Creighton to go to the Elite Eight. Trounce.
Okay.
Roberto, you want to go play golf on Saturday?
I can't say that
on
the radio. I can say it on Spaces, but I can't say it on the radio. Let's just say Kalkbrenner's not going to have a real good day. I have a feeling we're going to go after that guy.
Roberto, you want to go play golf on Saturday if we win?
Sorry?
You want to go play golf on Saturday if we win?
I can't play golf right now. Tore up my wrist.
All right, that leaves me with Marcus. We're going to play golf. Roberto, we got to keep things rolling, man. We'll talk soon. Let's get Phil in here next before we hit a break. Billy!
Hey, Jake Smith.
Billy!
Sound like y'all in the sauce already this morning.
Well, Philly, I ain't going to be into the sauce until tomorrow night.
Really?
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
Well, I know there'll be some sauce of all the venture of you anyway, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, goodness. I mean, I'm just glad that we're able to do this from 10 to 12 every day. I'm just glad that we don't have to do it from 3 to 6. That time slot is snake bitten.
So, Brits, are you an NC fan? Oh,
my God. Yeah, just like Marcus is an NC State fan.
I'm not an NC State
fan. You are. Stop.
That's why you two hate each other.
No, I've told him that they're going to make it to the Elite Eight. He doesn't believe in small schools trying to make big things happen. And
they're not a small school.
They're not a small school, Marcus.
You know, I just want to prove him wrong.
Philly, Marcus, like they're a mid-major.
Marcus, they're not a small school,
it's
buddy.
It's really strange that, you know, Brett
why
just
are you up?
Brett doesn't like the underdogs having a chance. You know, he's blue-blooded.
Is this a North Carolina radio show? What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
We're arguing about North Carolina.
I haven't argued one bit about North Carolina.
Our ratings are in the trash.
Are y'all cheering for North Carolina against Alabama? It's hard for me to cheer for Alabama.
I hope they knock the stuffing out of them.
We know Brett is.
Yeah, I hate Alabama. Hate Alabama.
Tar Heel.
Hate their coach. Well, shouldn't even be coaching.
It's getting closer, isn't it? Two more wins are in the Final Four.
That's it. It's as easy and as difficult as two wins.
Yeah, but it's really not that far-fetched, even though, you know, it's eluded us all these years.
This is the most realistic it's been for me, Phil. I'll say that.
Really?
This has been the most realistic it's been probably since the Bruce Pearl days in which you lost Ohio State, who had Greg Oden. We knew that was going to be a tough task, and you had it, and you let it slip away up 20. I go to bed, wake up to find out we weren't going to the Elite Eight.
I know. I remember that game immensely.
Was that not the saddest thing ever, Phil? I didn't want to go to school.
It took me a while to get over it.
Buddy, I faked sick the next day. That way I didn't have to go to school.
Oh, Lord. I'll tell you what, guys. Purdue, I don't know what – Joshy boy, he acts like it's just easy to let Edie score all his points and leave these guards and shut them all down. It's not that easy.
No. No, and I don't – I thought about – you know, what if we were to just do a full-court press the entire game? Like, wear them out with that. Like, don't wait until you're 10 minutes left in the second half. I mean, start the press and start it early. I mean, a full-blown zone press. What's that?
You're going to have to play more people on your bench if you're going full-court press.
That's the problem, is we don't really rotate that much. I think we've had, what, an 8-man rotation in big games throughout the entirety of the year?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think a bench might be the key to the win.
Yeah, I think Creighton's got even less bench than us. So.
Yeah, they don't have much of a bench at all. They, from my understanding, stick with their main guys. Maybe a 6-man rotation. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I don't think their defense is going to be as strong as ours is. And as long as we keep it up on offense, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, they score points, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think the reason why, and Phil, I'd love to get your opinion on this. Part of the reason I feel confident even more so is because we had a bad game versus Texas and we still won. We've seen plenty of bad games where we don't come out and win it. Now I feel like that was like kind of getting that monkey off our back, and now we're like, all right, let's get back to our offensive ways.
Yeah, but really, we haven't played good offensively since we beat Auburn and Knoxville.
Well, we had a good offensive game against St. Peter's, though.
A real game.
Oh, a real game?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because Alabama wasn't that great of a game.
Neither was South Carolina.
No.
I believe.
You can believe all you want, man. I mean, we're
not
just telling you.
Only one guy had a good offensive game against Kentucky.
Yeah. And look where that got us. In the loss column.
Mm-hmm. I just want to get the Final Four. I really do.
Can we just get there?
That's my last chance.
It ain't your last chance, Phil. You're going to be on this earth perpetually.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know, guys. I'll tell you what. I just hope that we can score. I mean, who is it? Joshy Boy brought up Muscovy?
Yes.
That really is. If he scores 8 points, we probably win the game.
Get him to 8. Get Triple J to 8. Get DK to 20. Zakai to 15, Jonas to 15.
It's winning combination, isn't it?
It is. 100%. If you can do that, you set yourself up for success. Unless Creighton just hits everything they're throwing up.
Well, you know they're not going to face guard Vescovi, so this is probably the first time that he's been lightly defended in a long time, wouldn't you think?
It's going to be, and it's going to be interesting to see what he does. Now, we all know that Meshack's not going to shoot the ball. We all know that. He's had plenty of chances to take an open look this year, and he's not done it. There's a reason he doesn't average that many points per game, and he has focused on defense. That's something that Rick Barnes has instilled into his brain. But at some point, he's going to have to develop a jump shot.
Yeah, but he's shooting almost 40% from the three when he does shoot it.
Well, that's the thing. He's not taking many of them, though.
No, he's not taking many. I hope he drives to the hole tomorrow night. I think he could do that.
I hope he does that, and I hope he does it again on Sunday, because I really do feel like we're playing on Sunday, Phil.
Do you really?
Not smoking mirrors. I think we're making it Sunday.
Creighton's made 25 threes in two games.
I don't care what Creighton's done.
They're shooting 44%.
I do not care what Creighton has done.
Why? We're playing them.
They can do anything they want. The bottom line is, they're Hillary Clinton, we're Donald Trump, we're walking
in. Oh, now you're not worried about them all of a sudden? Just 5 minutes ago, you were worried about the Sweet 16.
Everyone's already writing us
history.
Off, just like they wrote off Donald Trump. And guess what happened? That Trump train rolled into Washington, D.C. and took over this country. Tennessee's hopping on the Tennessee train, and we're taking over this tournament, Brett.
Don't you dare say that you're not counting us out, because you've been counting us out since St. Peter's. So we know what train you're on.
Okay.
What, Joe Biden operating a little lever system, trying to go down the train track?
I don't know those trains.
Yeah. He thought the Baltimore Bridge was a train track.
Well, that's pretty cool, you know. That's running our country.
I feel like that's an accurate representation, Phil.
Well, there's really not much else to say, guys. I just have to think of something for an idiot at 3 o'clock, though. How about that? See ya.
Appreciate the phone call, Phil. Stay with us. When we return, we will have the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Are you tired of this?
Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. We'll be right back.
here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. It is time for the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Marcus.
I've been trained to wait for the very end. Hi, Jake.
Hi.
Obviously, we'll be talking some basketball, but before we get to basketball, I'd like to step into other sports. I'm going to say it now. You come back and beat Vegas the way you do. Nashville's heading back to the Stanley Cup Finals, boys.
Oh, God.
You go down 3-0. Christian's in Tennessee, so you know that means you're potentially going to lose. Love you, Christian. But you come back and you tie the game up 4-4, send it to overtime to win it. The point streak that this team is on, they are, dare I say, getting hot at the right time. And I think there's no reason why this team can't make some noise in the playoffs. If you're a hockey fan, you gotta watch the Predators. They're on a great streak right now. They might even, dare I say, jump into the top three spots of the Central Division the way that they're playing. They're only 4 points behind. I'm here for it. I like it. I want some more of it. Thank you for that, Jack. Heading over to the NBA, I know we've talked a little bit about that here and there. The NBA is heating up, and I like to see where it's going. Obviously, my Celtics are still at the top, leading the charge. But there's a few teams that have some interest for me. The Rockets, who are on a 10-game win streak right now, 10 wins, absolutely insane, are still behind the Warriors ever so slightly. I think the Warriors are going to miss the playoffs.
Dang.
I think they're going
to. You don't think they're going to make it?
I don't think they're going to hit the play-in. If the Rockets keep playing the way that they're playing right now, if Draymond Green keeps getting ejected the way he gets ejected, I don't have a lot of faith in the Warriors making it to the play-in.
Jalen Green is balling.
He is on fire.
And without Sengun, too. That's the crazy part. 10-game win streak without him.
I like the Rockets making it to the play-in over on the Western side and the Warriors just missing it by a hair. It's close, man. I think they're one game behind the Warriors right now. It's close. And I like to see what happens over there. On the Western side, I'm going to give you a dark horse team that I like that could potentially make some noise in the playoffs. A team that I think may not take down the Nuggets, but it would be a fun series to watch. Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards, what's better, that block that he had or that dunk that he had? I'm going to tell you right now.
He hurt himself on both.
I think the block was more impressive. That man is Superman out there. He is an incredible force on the court. And if I'm not mistaken, Kat's still out right now, right?
Yes.
He's doing this without Kat. Imagine if you get him back for the playoffs. That could be a deadly team. I don't think they're going to be the team to come out of the West, but I definitely think they're going to be a fun team to watch, and I think they would push the Nuggets to 6 or 7. I still think the Nuggets win it, but I think the Timberwolves could be a surprising team on the Western side.
Would they beat Phoenix?
Huh?
Would they beat Phoenix in the first
Timberwolves?
Round?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. I could see that. Absolutely, I could see that. Heading over to the East real quick, we're going to keep it light because the East is pretty much set in stone in my eyes. The one team I will say that needs to get things going if they want to make any kind of noise, 76ers. I know you don't have Joel Embiid. I get it. He's the best player you've ever had. Not ever.
Dude, what?
It was a joke.
Moses Malone?
It was a joke.
Dr. J?
Calm down.
Mo Cheeks?
Yeah, back in like the 50s. The 76ers have nothing without Embiid.
Allen Iverson?
They have nothing without Embiid. They are sad, sad team.
Well, any team would be without your best player, right?
They have nothing without him.
Maxie's pretty good.
You take Tatum off the Celtics with an injury, you can still win some games without him.
True.
Look at the Bucks. You take Dame out, you could still win some games without Dame. I think you could win some games without Giannis. But when you look at the 76ers and the reason why they are tumbling down the board here, sitting at eighth right now, is because they have nothing without Joel Embiid. Right now, the 76ers, in my eyes, lose first round, very well could be swept by anyone in the East. Anyone. Zero faith in the 76ers.
And you're saying without Embiid, though, right?
Is he going to be in the playoffs?
I'd say he's coming back regular season.
He could come back in April. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll say without Embiid. Unless they play the Celtics, then they'll get knocked out first round because they can't beat the Celtics in the playoffs.
Right now they play the Heat in the first round matchup of the play-in.
Hey, Jake.
Heat will beat them.
Jake.
If Embiid's not there.
Go Heat.
Do you want to see the Heat?
Mr. 305.
He wants the Heat to get the 7 seed.
I hate the 76ers.
Worse than the Heat?
Oh, yeah.
He just wants the Heat to get the 7 seed so he doesn't have to play them until the conference finals.
And finally.
Yeah, there it is.
I have no words for you. Finally, I'm going to talk a little college basketball as the Sweet 16 starts. I know Tar Heel Brett is very excited. I like how that's really spread amongst the fans.
Yeah, multiple callers talking about it. It was funny.
I have been calling him Tar Heel Brett on Twitter, too. I
think I've been called every fan, not Tennessee, under the –
No, just Duke and
No, I was. I know I've been.
Were you
another team?
Were you Bama
St. Peter's fan,
Texas fan.
I didn't do that one. I just said that you
cheering for Oakland for sure.
Blue blood fan. I think I was Kansas at one point.
Oh, you were Arizona.
Arizona.
Bear down, Brett. That's true. I forgot about that one.
Yeah,
you are a blue blood Brett.
We're
going to talk about betting in the next segment, so I won't go too much into what I have coming up for tonight. I do have a couple parlays for you, Jake. But I do want to talk about the four games for tonight. Illinois, Iowa State, Alabama, North Carolina, San Diego State, Connecticut, Clemson, Arizona. Connecticut's moving on. They're playing too good right now. I still think that they have a chance to get knocked out early.
What's early?
Early for them is not making it to the championship game.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
The Final Four, that's early for them?
For them, yeah. Do you think a Connecticut fan would be disappointed if they didn't make it to the finals? Yeah, of course. Any fan of their fan base is going to be
upset.
Every single person since the start of the tournament is saying UConn is the first team that has the opportunity to go back-to-back, and they are likely to do it. Everyone has believed in UConn going back-to-back. Since Florida, and what year was it, early 2000s?
That was 06-07.
06-07. No team has ever done it since, and everyone has been riding the back of UConn. They've been following these Huskies through the snowstorm, thinking they're going to find salvation. You get just a little close, and you fall in the Final Four? Yeah, that's a disappointment, I think, for UConn fans, given all the hype that everyone's had for them all year long, especially since March. But they are going to get through San Diego State. Clemson, I think, has a real good chance of upsetting Arizona. The more I think about it, the more I think that this team hit the right notes at the right time in the season. I didn't think they were going to get out of the first round. And yet here they are. Definitely didn't think they were going to be Baylor. I had Baylor as a Final Four.
They're pulling NC State as well.
They are from the same state.
A bigger Cinderella guy.
They both are in losing streaks coming into their conference tournament.
They are from the Carolinas each. One south, one north.
Maybe they'll just play in the championship.
What's with this negativity over here?
I'm not negative. I just gave your love to your NC State Wolfpack.
It's not my Wolfpack.
Well, there's not anybody else's.
I go for the small schools that you don't believe in.
Why? Quit saying small school.
Just because there's a big number next to them.
If they were at 90, they wouldn't be as under. Come on.
No, honestly, if anything to prove you wrong, I'll go for it.
Like, and heck, they were favorites in the last game.
That's why I keep going for Tennessee, because you keep doubting them. You think they're going to keep losing, so that's why I keep going.
History tells me it, Marcus. That's all I can say.
History tells you?
Yes.
History tells you.
History tells me we're 1-8 in the Sweet 16.
So sad.
It is sad we can't win one.
I wish that we could get to a Final Four and you'd
I
be happy.
I wish so too, Marcus.
We'll get to the Final Four and you won't be happy.
39 years I've been waiting for a Final
Four. We'll get to the Final Four and here's what he's going to do. Can we stop talking about UConn? We got to get through Purdue. We got to get through Purdue.
My heart hurts this time of month, this month, Marcus. My heart hurts.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired of being heartbroken.
You sound like a guy that just got broken up with his girlfriend after like a couple months.
It's worse.
He's like, hey, man, just move on.
It's worse.
It's worse, Marcus.
Once a year, he gets heartbroken. It's like an anniversary at this point.
I don't even have any more tears to cry. No more.
Good. I don't want to watch you cry. That's weird.
I'm like the Grinch. My heart is
You
like,
are the Grinch. You are 100% the Grinch.
Yeah, I am.
Except instead of green, you're North Carolina blue. It's insane how angry you get.
Don't connect. We'll make it grow three times.
He's trying his hardest because he's getting no help.
Literally every single game, I'm just going to be prepared for him to just constantly be scared and upset, no matter how good things look. We could destroy.
Everybody in this room's thinking it. I'm just the one saying it.
We could destroy Creighton. I'm not thinking it.
Yes,
we could destroy Creighton, and this man is going to go,
Marcus,
well, Creighton just had a bad game. Like, we can't determine whether that was what was going to happen against.
Give credit where credit's due.
You don't do that.
I give credit when we beat Texas.
You
we
do
played
not.
Like crap.
No, you find reasons to be upset. That's what you do. You find reasons to hate
on
us.
We won around a 32 game. I've seen that story, Marcus. I've seen this game.
Did you win your first game?
Yes.
Did you win your second?
Yes. Seen it.
Are you in the Sweet 16?
We are. Seen it last year.
Yeah. So when we make it to the Elite Eight,
yeah.
Are you gonna feel a little bit more loose?
Absolutely.
I don't buy that.
Okay.
You say this
well,
now.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna be nervous about the game, Marcus. The Elite Eight. You're one step closer to where you've never been. How am I gonna feel better?
I feel like you never feel better.
I don't.
We could win the whole thing.
I'm a huge sports fan. I hate it.
We're gonna win. We could win the whole thing, and then you're gonna come in the next day and go, "Yeah, but how are we gonna do this next year?" Like, you know,
I'm not worried about next year.
All of our guys are gonna transfer out because they're not gonna get playing. What do you mean? There have been days you've sat here talking about next year's roster. Well, if Adu and Awaka are here, you know, Estrella's probably gonna transfer.
I'm the one trying not to. You guys are. Everybody's talking about Gonzaga and Purdue. We haven't even played Creighton yet.
And I want Purdue because you know why, Jake. We're going to turn him to Purdo. We're going to take down Zach Edey. Believe it, buddy. Also, Wolfpack are going to take down Marquette on Friday. I'll say it again tomorrow. Go Wolfpack. Elite Eight. And then I can prove Brett wrong once more.
That is Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. My goodness. I don't know what you all just listened to. I don't know what I just listened to.
I listened to a sane man argue with a North Carolina blue crazy man.
I didn't say North Carolina once during that whole argument.
Pick you up some White Claw Hard Seltzer today. Must be 21 or older. Please drink responsibly. For the love of God, I beg of you all, stay with us. Final segment of the program, I promise, is coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Ever been the coach for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics?
Final segment of the program. It is time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics. We're going to be going over the four games tonight, and we might give you a bonus there at the end if you want to. Somebody might throw in a bonus here or there. Brent, let's kick it off.
I'm just going to keep it simple. I've got Arizona. I think they're going to win by the 6.5. Connecticut by the 11.5. North Carolina, I think they're going to handle Bama pretty easily. And Illinois beats Iowa State.
All right.
Keeping it simple.
Marcus.
I've got a couple bets brewing, but I'm just going to keep it to my small one, which is just the four games.
Small one.
I do have an 8-1 for today and tomorrow, but we'll save that and see if it survives for tomorrow. I've got Clemson upsetting Arizona money line. I like that plus 267. I think Clemson's on a roll right now, and I think they're going to move into the Elite Eight. Connecticut covering that 11.5 spread. They're just too good right now. Apparently that's a plus 103. I'll take it. Got North Carolina covering the spread at 4.5 over Alabama. I think it's going to be a close game until the last, 8 minutes. I think around 8 minute mark, North Carolina is going to start to pull away. And then I've got Illinois money line over Iowa State. Feeling good about that. I got to do a little profit boost on that. So $5 will get me $165. Look how tame that sounds, guys. I've done it.
All right, I got the under on San Diego State and UConn. Should be a defensive battle that UConn wins.
You have an under 136?
I do.
Wow.
I think UConn will win it handily. I just, don't think San Diego State will. They'll struggle to get 60.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going against Clemson. I got Arizona covering that 7-point spread. I know I've been underrating them all tournament and I guess all season, but they've been the Cinderella story of the year. I can't think of another Cinderella team in the bracket at all. So,
wow.
I think they're going down. I also like North Carolina to cover against Bama. I think Bama's fraudulent. Shocked that they're the other SEC team in the Sweet 16. And also the under in that one, too. I know that's boring, but I don't know. I think it'll be more defensive than it looks. And then I'm rocking with you, Marcus. I'm thinking Illinois money line. I just think at the end of the game when you need shots, Terrence Shannon or Coleman Hawkins for Illinois will get it done.
Fighting right. Illinois. That's what they're called, right?
Illini.
Oh, that one.
Anyway, we're going to take Clemson on the money line straight up against Arizona. Connecticut to cover the 11.5 against San Diego State. Alabama straight up against North Carolina.
Wow.
And Iowa State straight up against Illinois.
Wow.
Wait. So you got three upsets?
Two.
Wait, did you say Arizona over Clemson?
He said Clemson.
Clemson over Arizona.
Clemson money line.
He had Alabama money line.
Yeah, Alabama money line. You got Illinois?
No, he's got Iowa State.
Iowa State.
I misheard you then. Okay. All right, that's interesting.
No upsets in the first two rounds, but Sweet 16.
Bang.
They're packing them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good to know.
That's what we're going to do. And a bonus, Nico Horner for the Chicago Cubs to record 2+ bases today. What?
I don't even know who Nico Horner is. Is he a good player?
The future.
Okay.
The future. Kind of like Bobby Witt Jr.
Did you place any baseball futures bets?
No.
No?
No.
Not even a flyer on Dodgers or?
Nope.
Cardinals?
Nope.
Nothing?
Hate the Cardinals.
Okay.
That is the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker presented by SM Athletics. Guys, if you need anything customized, whether that be your business apparel or your team's apparel, come check us out at SM Athletics online at smathletics.com or give us a call today at 865-966-3434 or check us out on Facebook. See some of the work that we have been able to do for multiple travel ball teams, high school teams, middle school teams. Everything that can be done, we can do at SM Athletics. All right. Has anyone decided on what we're going to eat?
Today
for lunch or tomorrow's game, you mean?
Tomorrow's game. Has anyone decided what we're going to do?
Unfortunately, I will be working, which sucks. But I will be able to have the game on and the sound around me, and I'll be able to hear it all and see it all.
Will there be a big crowd watching the game?
Probably, unless people don't decide. It's for sure.
Friday's game, yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting. So my place of work.
You usually get done working at 10, don't you?
Not on the weekends.
Oh,
weekends, okay. I'm there till almost 2 a.m.
Oh,
so I'll be there for the whole game.
Nice.
It's actually going to be interesting on a quick side note. Sometimes we get live music on the weekends. Doesn't sound like that's going to happen on Friday.
Oh, good.
So that might change the crowd outcome. I'd love to have a huge crowd. I love seeing
more money.
I love seeing Tennessee fans come in and you know, if you're busy in another room and you hear cheers, you know something good happened. Yep. So I always enjoy that. I will say the loudest I heard it during March Madness at this point was when Florida shot the three to tie it up, because we have a coworker that is a Florida fan. And then when Colorado hit it, it got louder. It was great.
Well, did you have the Auburn game on during that game too?
It was on.
Auburn was a wild game right at the same time.
Yeah, it had that game going too. And no, people were glued to that Colorado one. It was insane.
Did you say you didn't work tonight?
Tonight I don't. Tonight I will be able to watch the games.
I feel like it'd be busy. Tomorrow's like Good Friday, so a lot of people, they don't have school.
Yep, that's going to be a big thing. So. People are going to be off for Good Friday. People are going to enjoy the following Monday for some people. My sister is a teacher.
Too.
They usually give that following Monday off.
They do have Monday off, yeah.
So it's going to be fun. And you know what happens on that Monday? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen, Jake.
You may have to tweet it out afterwards. Oh, gosh.
Things are left unwritten. And I think we all have to understand this. Creighton's not going to stop us, Brett. Creighton won't be the team that slows us down, Jake. Only you can let it in, Jake. Believe.
This is
why you need to believe. Because it is left unwritten. Every Tennessee fan, get ready. I'm excited.
You can be excited. You know what excites me?
Food. Oh, yeah. What are you going to eat tomorrow? Pizza?
I don't know yet. Not a clue.
What does excite you besides food?
I don't know.
Making t-shirts, jerseys,
hats.
Yeah,
that excites me.
There you go.
I have fun doing that.
Yeah.
Got some designs I'm working on for a few people right now.
When the new football game comes out, we'll have to see if we import what you've made up for me from my Space Force team.
Oh, I can do that. I can get the AI files and the PNG files and just make a uniform right there on the spot.
Yeah, we'll do it. Also, can we just say, why aren't they going to do a March Madness one either? Those are fun.
Those were fun, and I think part of the reason being is because they have so many more teams they have to work on.
I guess.
I mean, you got to think, in football, they're going to be able to get away with 120 teams.
Yeah.
It's less players, though.
Well, they're having to deal with this whole NIL.
Yeah, it is going to be less players. But it would be a fun game to play.
If that college football game is any bit successful, they'll start making it.
It's going to be very successful. I don't think there's going to be any question about that.
Well, they'll definitely sell copies, but it will come down to whether the next year will be any good. Look, Madden's had its moments where
Madden hasn't been good since they stopped the NCAA game.
There's going to be the big question mark. Is this game going to feel like the old NCAA game, or is it going to feel like Madden? I want to have the engine of Madden so it looks good and plays well, but I want...
Do not reskin Madden, though.
Right. I want what made the college football game beautiful. I want to recruit. I want to be able to jump to school to school. I want to start off as a coordinator and work my way up to the top and get hired by my alma mater. And I want to have Space Force.
I want the death penalty.
That's too much.
You're going to go that deep into recruiting violations?
You don't know what I'll do.
I would love if this game added recruiting violations.
Ones had it.
That would be incredible.
Go battle Charlie Baker in the courtroom.
Maybe the old ones, but like the most recent one, the 14 one didn't.
Dude.
Unless you did something I didn't know about.
Dude, on the PS2, I got fired from a job, got the school put on 4 years probation with 25 less scholarships, so I had to use all walk-ons when I created another coach to take over that team.
Did you still win?
Oh, yeah. Well, I edited the overalls.
Wow.
We couldn't play in a bowl game or the SEC championship, though.
I would always
still hung the banner.
No TV games.
I like starting at UMass and recruiting like 6'8" like defensive linemen that were horrible stars, but I'm like, you're big, let's go.
That is unwritten. That's gonna do it for us. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Jack. The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Ever been the coach who really